Phone lines are open at 1-800-795-9565. We go to Sunbury. Hi, Dave. Thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, Steve.
Dave, it's great to talk with you. How are you today?
Fine, yourself?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Well, I've called in the past for different things. You know, if it sounds like I'm a little basically choked up, it's because thinking about that dear man that passed away.
Thinking about Joe?
Yeah.
Dave, I understand that completely. There are a lot of people that feel the same way, and I know for me professionally, I think it's taken everything within myself professionally to push myself through the last couple of weeks because of how I felt about him and the fact that I lost a great, great friend, which obviously you feel you've lost a great, great friend as well. It's been very, very hard on all of us, believe me. And you are not the only one of the two of us that has shed tears along the way.
Well, Steve.
Dave, I understand completely, believe me. I understand the emotion you feel. I understand how close you feel to all of it.
Wow. And, I'm trying to say, to be honest, Steve, is I've only met the man personally once.
Yeah.
It was back in 1974. I was a senior in high school down here in Sunbury in Shigalimi School District that we had an all-sports banquet. But he was the guest speaker. And then they had an open session, you know, after, you know, everybody did their speeches and stuff, you know, giving out the awards and stuff, and people got a chance to talk to him.
And you had your opportunity then.
Well, first of all, he asked, well, because, you know, didn't receive any awards. I said, well, I wasn't an athlete. And he basically, out of curiosity, asked why. And then I told him, well, I have a health concern. It's really, you know, respiratory.
Mm-hmm.
And all he said to me was, what are you doing in life? Just do it the best you can.
Familiar advice.
And he has said many times, as you've heard many times, you either get better or you get worse. You never stay the same.
Well,
and that was not just about practice. That was about life.
Well, I called actually for another reason, but just to be honest.
Well, Dave, I completely understand. And when you call back for another reason, we'll get into that topic on another day.
I'll try to do it real quick.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, when I called and I heard your voice, just many, many thoughts and memories came back. You know, I had season tickets and went up there on a regular basis. But then things just, you know, in financial, just today, it wasn't possible. But still kept rooting, I said, you know, but just if you had a chance to talk with the new coach, Bill O'Brien?
Yes, several times.
Well, what I gathered him was when the press conference, when they announced, and he said, is contrary to what some of the lettermen have said, I feel it's, you know, he's going to be okay there.
He'll do just fine. He has a lot of support here as well, Dave. And as you hear the music, that means we're headed toward the top of the hour. But thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much for your pure emotion. All of us appreciate that very much.